السلام عليك يا أبا.
Late Shahidi is trying to convey one message by giving this title that after 50 years, meaning that we have to trace back all events that took place in the scene of Karbala after the demise of the Prophet, everything that took place.
The author mentions that this Ibn Sa'd is the son of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, commander of the army of Islam at the time of the Holy Prophet. Now the late Sayyid Shahidi asks this question, okay, what happens that after less than 50 years, his son is standing against the grandson of the Holy Prophet and decides to kill him?
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, to continue, in fact, our discussion regarding the late Sayyid Jafar Shahidi, are two guest speakers, Islamic experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Hujjatul Islam Mahdavi and Hujjatul Islam Ziyaniya. Hujjatul Islam Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
You're welcome, and Hujjatul Islam Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I would like to express my condolences again on the arrival of the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his faithful companions. For today's discussion, we want to talk about one of the books of the late Sayyid Jafar Shahidi, which was written in Persian, and that is Pasas Panjah Sal, after 50 years. And we want to discuss how he conducted researching and what was his methodology in writing this book. Let's start with you, Hujjatul Islam Mahdavi, after 50 years. And what does these 50 years in the title refer to, and how is it related to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That is a very amazing title that Mr. Shahidi has given to his book. And actually, the whole message of the book has been put in this title, meaning that the cause root of uprising of Ashura is not only for the period of time of Imam Hussein.
That's right.
You have to trace it back 50 years.
Okay.
So meaning exactly right after the demise of the Prophet till the moment Imam Hussein got martyred, these 50 years you have to investigate and do your inquiry on those 50 years.
So you mean the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein in the year 61 AH has to date back into the causes, the main causes of this deviation of the Muslim Ummah has to get back to 50 years back, is it?
Definitely. Okay. This is what Mr. Shahidi is talking about, as it is known that it's a kind of analytic history. It is not only reporting what took place in the history.
Very good.
Why these things happened in the history.
That's right. And so the main question is now, what happened really in the 50 years?
Okay.
Just give us a picture.
A picture, it starts from the Khilafat.
Okay, the Caliphate.
After the demise of the Prophet, we see that a lot of things happen, that we see the culture or all things that Prophet was struggling for to establish, everything went back to the time before the Prophet,
to the
as
time
it is
of
mentioned.
Jahiliyyah.
Yes, as it is mentioned in the Quran, in the verse 144, Surah Al Imran, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ, meaning that if Prophet dies, you want to go back to the things that you have been doing before the Prophet.
Oh.
Culture, environment, situation, society, everything that you used to do, you want to go back to that.
That's all right.
So I think Mr. Shahidi has a very thoughtful discussion in his book that we have to deal with in our discussion for today.
Very good, Hujjatul Islam Mahdavi. I will get back to you about more details of this book, but Hujjatul Islam Ziyani, let's get to you, brother. So, as Hujjatul Islam Mahdavi also said, during these 50 years after the demise of Prophet, the culture and the environment of the Muslim Ummah has changed. One of the reasons might be neglecting or negligence of the rightful, we can say, position of the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam and his successor. But on the other hand, we have these corrupted, notorious rulers of the Umayyads over there who are ruling over the Muslim Ummah. How do you think that during these 50 years, the kings and the rulers could change the behavior of the people and the Muslim Ummah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, you know that the figures that were claiming the Khilafat of Rasulullah being successor of the Holy Prophet during these 50 years, most of them are not having any relationship even in blood, neither in their behaviors to the Holy Prophet.
Okay.
But they were possessing the place of the caliphate of Rasulullah. So this question may be raised here that, okay, how is it possible for people to accept such a figure as the caliphate of Rasulullah?
That's
for
right.
example, Muawiyah as a caliph prayed Salatul Jum'ah on Wednesday.
Okay.
And very few people asked him about this issue, that why did you pray Salatul Jum'ah on Wednesday.
Is it documented?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is the authentic.
So, okay. Even I think in the book, in the 50 years, also is mentioned. This
after story, 50 years.
After 50 years, yeah.
That's right.
So, you know, this neglectfulness is very surprising to us. Many Muslims nowadays, they don't accept that such a negligence would be occurred after 50 years of the demise of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if we go through this book, the author, Mr. Shahidi, has a very good analysis about the situation on those times.
That's right.
The first element that he mentions, mm-hmm. he says that the society of Muslims, even at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was not a simple situation. The society was consisting of three different categories. Number one was faithful mu'mineen.
That's right.
That they were completely with the Holy Prophet and following him. But number two were the people who were against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they didn't have any way but to follow him.
That's right.
And number three are the people who are neutral.
That's right.
They are following their benefits. Mm-hmm. Either Rasulullah is more powerful, they want to follow him.
Okay.
Either some other people are more powerful, they want to follow him.
That's right.
It is recorded in this book once a person at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina and asked, "Who is this Prophet Muhammad?" They said that he is at the mosque, he is teaching. And he said, "Okay, how people are dealing with him?" They said that some people are accepting him and some people are not accepting him, but they are doing in double face manner.
That's right.
Sometimes if he is more powerful, they are with him. And if his enemies are more powerful, they are with the enemies of Rasulullah. Mm-hmm. He said these people are the wise ones. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Shahidi wants to say that
that's right.
This is the basis of acceptance of the killing of the grandson of Rasulullah.
Rasulullah, that's right, very good.
Your own interest.
Okay.
If you think about your own interest,
that's right.
That briefly is in financial affairs.
Yes.
So you will be ready to be slaughtering the grandson of Rasulullah.
Yeah, unfortunately, this happened. Sometimes I think to myself, after 50 years of the demise of Rasulullah, all these things happened. They were ready to kill his grandson and the imam of the Muslim Ummah in that, we can say, harsh manner. How is it possible for some people in order to accept Islam, I mean in the true sense of the word, 1,400 years later? And just look at how some of the Muslim extremists did to the Muslim Ummah, I mean the ISIS and the other groups, okay? They are the same. I mean the same Jahiliyyah blood remains in the veins of some of the, unfortunately, denominations today. But Hujjatul Islam Mahdavi, during these 50 years, the Imams were there. I mean, Imam Ali, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. But it's still the community and the some of the parts of the Ummah were deviated from the right path. The Imams did their job, but still the community was deviated. What was the reason, the main reason?
Actually, to respond to this question, we have to take into consideration that although Imam were living, but they were not in their right place. For example, for Imam Ali, he was living during those years, but who was in the power?
That's right.
We have three Khalifa preceding our Imam.
That's right.
They were taking the power in their hands.
That's right.
So when you're sitting at that situation that you can dominate over the Ummah, or over the community, people are looking at you.
That's right.
You might be Imam Ali, but people, specifically new generation, new people who are converting into Islam, thing that happened during three Khalifa.
That's right.
They had no understanding that who is the right successor of Rasulullah.
That's right.
They only embraced Islam. They migrated to Islamic lands, or they stayed in their place as a Muslim, but they didn't have any true understanding.
That's right.
That's why they would see people are claiming that we are Muslim the same time in terms of justice.
That's right.
Actually, they're far from the concept of justice.
That's right.
When it comes to the issue of justice. Let me just bring up some of the examples during the time of Muawiyah. We see that Muawiyah as a ruler, somebody,
right.
Everybody looks at Muawiyah as a ruler. But we see somebody who is sitting in this place, he is killing the companions of the Prophet, like Hujr ibn Uday. And somebody like Aisha,
that's right,
the wife of the Prophet, is rebuking Muawiyah, saying that we were not allowed to do such a thing by the time of Prophet. You see, this is the changing of the environment.
That's
that
right.
Aisha is rebuking Muawiyah, saying that how you dare to kill the companion of the Prophet, somebody like Hujr ibn Uday.
That's right.
And nobody object. So these are the preliminary steps to kill the grandson of the Prophet.
That's
when
right.
you kill the companion who is really famous, everybody who converted to Islam knows the Prophet, knows that these people, because the number of Sahabi or the companions at the time of the Muawiyah was really few.
That's right.
So all these companions, people would look at them as very noble, exalted people. But the ruler of Islamic Ummah kills Hujr ibn Uday and take pride of killing him. And
that's
nobody
right.
objects. So it's just paving the way for killing the grandson of the Prophet
by his son Yazid. And we know that in the peace treaty that was signed between Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba and Muawiyah, Muawiyah was not allowed to select the successors for himself. He was not allowed.
Yes, and there are a lot of examples.
Yeah,
we see somebody like Yazid, he's drunkard, and everybody knows about this.
Yeah, man.
And nobody objects.
He is a womanizer, he plays with the monkeys and dogs, and you know, he has this and that, a drunkard person. Wow. Such a notorious man to become the so-called king of the Muslim lands. Okay, tracing it back to the time of Umayyad, Hujjatul Islam Ziyaniya, and then the Yazid's got to the power, a person who... you know, according to our Sunni brethren, the land of the Sahaba or some of the people is forbidden. But we have so many documents that say the land of Yazid is okay, is allowed. Because he was such a notorious man, a disgrace for the religion of Islam. So, Hujjatul Islam Ziyaniya, you believe that Yazid's decision in order to martyr Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam dates back into the environment in which he was grown up, is it?
For sure. You know, as also in the book After 50 Years is mentioned, Yazid maybe came to this conclusion that after these 50 years, we have come to this point that we may bid farewell to the real successors of the Holy Prophet, and then our dynasty will move forward without any
interruption
by them. So that's why he came to this conclusion that we must finish the job. And he recites this poem when he thinks that he is the winner of the battle, that لعبت هاشم بالملك فلا خبر جاء ولا وحي نزال ليت أشياخي ببدر شهدوا. He says that I wish that my grandfathers were present this day, that see that I win over our enemies.
Oh.
He means Bani Hashim.
That's right.
So he was.
You mean Bani Sufyan, in fact, Abu Sufyan. In fact, of course, they were from the same
Bani
tribe.
Bani Umayyads, yes.
Bani Umayyads and the. Okay, okay.
Because they were, we may say they were nephews.
Yes, nephews, okay.
So
he takes vengeance and takes revenge now.
Yes, yes.
Through that poem. Oh.
So he was believing that this is the moment. I should not miss it.
Oh.
So. But when he, according to his mind, he did the mission.
Yes.
And he wanted to have a march with the slaves.
Yes.
In his mind. When the caravan of Ahlul Bayt والسلام, arrived to Sham, I mean Damascus, they changed the mind of people.
Mm-hmm.
So that the Yazid that was believing that I should accomplish the mission right now.
That's right.
He had no way but to express being sad about the event that happened. He even cursed Ibn Ziyad.
That's right.
He said that, may God damn him, why he did this action? I was not satisfied with the killing of the grandson of Rasulullah. Why? Because Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, these two great figures are trying to open up the minds of the people
and change the atmosphere. And what a khutbah and beautiful speech and the sermon Lady Zainab had at the court of Yazid. As you said, enlightening the minds of the people on that time. Thank you very much, Hujjatul Islam Ziyaniya and Hujjatul Islam Mahdavi. We will, inshallah, in our upcoming session, get into the main content of the book after 50 years. What is the main content of this book? It was very kind of you for this episode. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome, brother.
And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to us. This is The Teacher, a special program on the late Sayyid Jafar Shahidi and his book, After 50 Years. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, you can visit our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Assalamu alaikum, Ya Abu Abdullah.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Wa alayk, arwahi al-abdi.